CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I have Melanie Cutting with me today. It's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel. So welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
It's nice to have you here. After you missed last week. You were on
an
vacation.
Two weeks.
So did you get a chance to see a movie?
No.
No? Okay.
Mostly it wasn't that I didn't get the chance to see a movie. Mm-hmm. I probably could have made the chance to see a movie, except, truth be told, there are no movies playing locally at the Maison de Cinema in English, which I haven't already seen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But for what's it called? It Chapter 2 or something. And I haven't seen It Chapter 1. Although I have recorded it at home. So I was thinking I might, in a pinch, watch the first one at home and then go to the movies and watch the second one. But much as I enjoy Stephen King's stuff, this was not one that I had ever really been that interested in seeing. Mm-hmm. So, however, having said that, that is there in English. Chapter 2.
Okay.
And the other two movies, which are there in English, one is actually only in English, which is very strange, and that's the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood film, which is Quentin Tarantino, and it's been there for weeks.
It has been. I'm surprised it's still there.
I'm surprised, too. Others have kind of come and gone in that same period of time. I don't know quite how that works, if it's just that it happens to be available for this length of time, but it's not even listed as on its way out, so...
Must be popular, though.
It's popular, and maybe the theater just, you know, managed to get some sort of a long-term rental for it. Anyway, it's there in English, and the other movie, which is also playing in English, is... A much less worthy film called Angel Has Fallen, which I talked about the last time I was here. And it has to do with the president's Secret Service. In particular, one of the agents who seems to be the favored agent. And he's framed for an attack on the president, which results in any number of deaths. So he has to make it, you know, find his way to clearing his name, which of course he does. Many cliches, but some pretty good action sequences.
Okay.
Probably nothing you wouldn't have expected. So I sort of said, well, you know, it's okay if you're fans of this genre. And it is the, I think, third in a series of these Fallen movies featuring the same Secret Service agent who is played by Irishman Gerard Butler. Anyway, it's there. It's not one I go out of my way to recommend, but it's action-packed and it's in English. So everything else is in French, and there's quite a few which are leaving, but not those two movies that I mentioned as being in English. And here's the really good news, and it's another reason why I didn't spend a whole lot of time going to the movies to see movies that I really didn't want to see. And that is because there are, starting the 13th, Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Yes, right. Unfortunately. There are several movies coming in English.
Oh, nice.
The first one is based on a bestseller called The Goldfinch. I haven't read it, but apparently it has been a bestseller. It's a book based in the United States. And I did read a review. There's no audience reviews yet because it hasn't quite opened yet. But the critics, of course, get advanced copies. And by and large, the critics, who are in great quantity on Rotten Tomatoes, you know, they don't just have a critic or two they look at all the critics and then come up with a rating. Anyway, the rating was weak.
Oh.
Quite weak.
Okay.
To say the least. And it's considered to be, you know, oh, well, you know, they didn't do as good a job as they should have with this bestseller book. There are a few critics who thought it was fine, but most said, no, it's pretty slow. You may not want to spend mm-hmm. the time. So that's The Goldfinch. The other movie, or another movie, which is opening on Friday of this week, is called Hustlers. And this movie, interestingly, is being highly praised by the critics. They're loving it. It's called Hustlers. And the star, actually one of the few known quantities in the movie, is Jennifer Lopez.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And she's getting rave reviews, which surprises me a little bit.
Right.
You know, she makes many movies, but doesn't always, the critics, I think, see her as, you know, more or less a pretty face and a mm-hmm. beautiful body and not much more than that. But apparently in this, she is good. So I can tell you a little bit about the movie. And I can also tell you that it is on the tomato meter, which is the critics.
Mm-hmm.
The critics, it's 95%.
Oh, wow.
Yes, 95% on the tomato meter. So I guess it's worth seeing. And what it says here is, led by a command performance from Jennifer Lopez, Hustlers is a uniquely empowering heist drama with depth and intelligence to match its striking visual appeal. And the critics are basically saying, well, a high-heeled crime caper with rollicking energy and an emotional left hook. Think Goodfellas in glitter. And the ones is in this raunchy, gloriously liberated revenge fantasy, Lopez rules with seductive, triumphant authority. Not only do we climb into her fur, we'll happily follow her anywhere. She and the other women who are the stars of the movie are strippers.
Oh, okay.
Pole dancers. mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, this really? So as I say, I was just kind of surprised to see that this movie has been doing so well. It reminded me a little bit of, in terms of women bonding and banding together mm-hmm. to defeat. Well, in this case, it's the well-heeled Wall Street types. But in the movie which I reviewed a few weeks ago called The Kitchen, mm-hmm. it was, again, about women who happen to be the wives of kind of thugs and hustlers mm-hmm. and people. And they too, turned things around to make for themselves. But that got actually terrible reviews. And this one is just, as I say, you know, bowling over critics and presumably the audiences, although I don't have audience reviews just yet. But, you know, they're talking about Jennifer Lopez as Oscar-worthy this surprise hit of the Toronto International Film Fest.
Mm.
So who knew? Yeah. So it sounds like a kind of a, you know, a lot of nice-looking women to mm-hmm. Google or Ogle. But it's apparently more than that. So this will be one on certainly on my list of movies to see, starting on Friday. And the other movie, which is coming in English on Friday, is Pavarotti. And it's a documentary about Pavarotti.
Okay.
The incredibly popular and wonderful Italian tenor. And it's directed by Ron Howard.
Who
ordinarily mm-hmm. devotes his time to big budget movies, and he's incredibly successful. Anyway, he directed this. So that says something
interesting
for it. Mm-hmm. But it's also, if you have any interest at all in Pavarotti, and he's such an interesting guy, mm-hmm. it's hard not to want to go and see this movie. So it's a documentary. I don't truly know how long it'll be there, again, because it's not a big budget movie that might stay around for a while. So I would say starting on Friday, there's 1, 2, 3 movies in English. Go and see at least one of them. And probably for my money, it might be Pavarotti, just because mm-hmm. I'm afraid that it may not be there for any great length of time. The week after, which I won't go into great detail, the Friday after this coming Friday, we have several long-awaited movies. One is the movie version of Downton Abbey, which will probably be a huge blockbuster movie. Everybody mm-hmm. loved Downton Abbey, the TV series. There is, of all things, a new Rambo movie, presumably with Sylvester Stallone again. On that same Friday is I believe it's a science fiction movie with Brad Pitt called Ad Astra, which is kind of Latin to the stars. And he is being well received in this movie. Mm-hmm. You know, people say, yeah, you know, he does a lot of movies and he's always pretty good, but this one he seems to be especially good in. And there's a cartoon. Oh, no, sorry. This is the cartoon is the following Friday. So, not this coming Friday, but 2 Fridays from now, it's Downton Abbey, Rambo, and Ad Astra. And this Friday, The Goldfinch, Hustlers, and Pavarotti.
Okay.
So they had kind of made up for having next to nothing of interest over the past 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't around part of that time to see a movie, but it was okay because there wasn't really anything to see. So that's okay. Anyway, same information about the movie theater. Oh, sorry, there is something to mention. The street that runs kind of alongside the theater, I guess it's Grand Fourche,
mm-hmm.
I think is still under construction.
Okay.
So if it's where their parking lots are, mm-hmm. which makes it kind of difficult to park. So if you're going to the movies, don't expect that will be open. Maybe it's open by now, but I'd be a little bit surprised. And you can park in the SAQ parking lot, as long as you park in the places where it says basically parking is allowed. There's a number of spots where you're not allowed to park, but they are marked clearly. So that's what you have to do for parking to get over to the Maison de Cinema for the next little while.
Okay, something to be aware of.
Yes, mm-hmm. you definitely don't, and especially if you're rushing to get to a movie, which mm-hmm. I frequently am, that you don't want to leave yourself just a little bit of time and then run into construction.
Mm-hmm.
So, word to the wise. And of course, the movies are, as always, $7 if you buy a little package of 8 tickets mm-hmm. at $56, and you've got a stash of tickets to use whenever mm-hmm. you want. I believe students pay less, but I couldn't at the moment tell you how much less. I think it's $6 or $6.50. And if you just show up for a movie, it is of course a bit more than that. So if you like to go to the movies, and if you go even just a few times a year, it's worth having the book of tickets to get you in. So I guess that's it. I won't tell you what when I wasn't here, I went to Stratford to see some plays, 2 plays actually, and for the first time ever went to Stratford. So that's not part of my movie review, but just to say that the Stratford Shakespeare Festival continues into October.
Okay.
Great. So if you're kind of looking for something to do, mm-hmm. you'd like a car trip, it's 7 or 8 hours without traffic when you head off to Stratford. But definitely going to Stratford is a worthwhile trip.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
we would go again. Mm-hmm. for sure, but we might take the train.
Okay.
<next time. laughs> Anyway, okay, so that's it for movies this week around here.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie.
You're very welcome.